The Holy Gospel for today is from the Gospel according to St. John, the 18th chapter. Today is Christ the King Sunday. It's the last Sunday in the church year. And so this particular passage sort of knocks us for a loop because all of a sudden we're starting to head towards Advent and Christmas. But today we are back in Pontius Pilate's headquarters where Jesus is on trial. That's where these words come from. Then Pilate entered the headquarters again, summoned Jesus, and asked, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" Pilate replied, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." Pilate asked him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." This is the gospel of our Lord. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. These words, unfortunately, are among those in Scripture that people have used to determine that Christians are so heavenly minded they're no earthly good. When Jesus talks about his kingdom being a different kind of kingdom, people have made the assumption sometimes that what matters in the world doesn't really matter to Jesus or matter to God, that what really matters to Jesus are spiritual things. But as we read the whole Gospels, we know that's absolutely the furthest thing from the truth. Jesus cares a great deal. When he says his kingdom is not from this world, he says it's not just like kingdoms of this world. I'm the kind of king that cares more about power and property. I care about what happens to God's people. And so as God's church, we care also about what happens to God's people, not just in heaven someday, but in our community now. And one of the ways we have lived that as people of God in this congregation is to support Kairos Ministries. And so it's with great pleasure that we welcome Nick Welder to our congregation this morning, who's going to tell us a little bit more about this partner that we have been involved with since the beginning. So Nick, please welcome Nick as he comes to give us the word.
Well, good morning, everyone. As Pastor Jeff mentioned, my name is Nick Welder. I am the volunteer coordinator for Food to You, the mobile food pantry, as well as holding the hat as the director for Kairos Ministry Partners. Now, I know many of you have volunteered in the past for Food to You. And so you know that at the beginning of our distribution, we like to start out in prayer. And so if you don't mind, I would actually like to do that today. And before we begin, I do always like to state that we start the distribution in prayer for two reasons. One is because throughout the day we've been at work, we've been chasing children around, we've been doing whatever retired people do during the day, and it's just been busy. Our lives have been filled with busyness, and prayer is just a wonderful way to kind of slow our heart and slow our mind down. I also like to use prayer to start because when we work at Food to You, it's not about us. It's about serving and doing God's work. ELCA has that wonderful motto, "God's work, our hands." And so prayer helps to call that into account. And I like to read the prayer of St. Francis because what it does is it calls out to God and basically says, "God, I have a lot of issues going on, but tonight is about serving. Tonight is not about me needing to be loved, but me loving the people that we're going to help." So, if you don't mind, take a breath, and I will read the prayer of St. Francis. "Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console. to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born again to eternal life. Amen.
Amen.
Well, as most of you are aware, Charis Ministry is a partnership made up of 12 local ELCA churches. And underneath the Charis Ministry umbrella, we have three ministries. We have the Food to You, the mobile food pantry. We have Necessities for Neighbors. And we also have a transportation ministry called Healthy Rides. So to begin, on behalf of the Charis Ministry Board, on behalf of my regular volunteers, on behalf of myself, and certainly on behalf of the thousands of people we will serve this year, we thank you so much for the generous gift that we are going to receive. I'd like to take a little bit of time this morning and talk to you about Food to You, and then maybe give you a couple of stories from some of the individuals and families that we get to meet. Food to You, the mobile food pantry, is currently in its sixth season. We are a grocery-style distribution, which means that the families come to us and then they take their food home with them. There is no food prep done. We do this every single Thursday night starting at 6 p.m., and we actually average roughly 100 families each and every week. And our families are only allowed to use us once a month. So if you blow that up a little bit more, we're averaging 400 families a month, or we are serving 12 to 1,500 people here in Sioux Falls each and every month. Of those families, of those 400 families, on average, 60 to 70% have children directly in the home. Of the adults that we serve, sadly, only about 12 to 15% of them truly have a full-time job, and about 50% of them are unemployed. That does include some of those that are on Social Security as well as those who are retired. As you've heard me say, our full name is Food to You, the Mobile Food Pantry. I try to say it as often as I can. We are very proud of the mobile part. In fact, in the entire state of South Dakota, we are one of about three or four that are actually mobile. And when I talk about being mobile, I mean that each and every week we are actually at a different location. So for the first Thursday of the month, we are always at Eastside Lutheran. The second Thursday, we're always at Messiah New Hope. The third Thursday, we're always at Augustana Lutheran. And then the fourth Thursday, we are always at St. John's. Now, with being mobile, we always come back each and every month to those spots. We're mobile for a couple of reasons, and we continue to be there for a couple of reasons. One is we're trying to serve the greater community. So by being in those spots, we hit different clientele. Messiah New Hope, for instance, we tend to serve about 6 to 8 families that are 12 to 15 people directly in the household. Whereas Augustana tends to be more the 1 to 3 families in the household. The other reason that we constantly go back to those places each and every month is because Charis has a full belief of relationships. We want to build a relationship with the families that we serve. We want to get to know them. We want to understand who they are and maybe figure out better ways to serve them. Oftentimes, our families, sadly, have simply led lives where they haven't had anybody or any organization or any agency that has been consistent in their life. So a Food to You, the mobile food pantry, can do that for our families. If they can be consistent each and every month, to me, that's a win. And it's because of Spirit of Joy. It's because of the 12 other churches that we are able to continually do this each and every month. Just a couple of quick facts real quick. Through October of this year, we have served over 3,600 families. We have served over 11,000 people, 4,000 of those being children. So now, if you'll permit me, I'm going to talk and give you a couple of stories. I firmly believe that Food to You, the mobile food pantry, actually does two ministries. The first, and of course, the most important, perhaps, ministry is that of food. We are meeting a need here in Sioux Falls. It's a very hands and feet ministry. It's a very servanthood ministry. But the second ministry is something that I hold very dear to my heart, and it's the ministry of listening. Sounds a little weird, I understand. But for a moment in time, we get to spend some quality love on these families. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, a fabulous theologian, once wrote a book called Life Together. And in it, he said that if loving God starts by listening to his word, then loving people starts by listening to their stories. And so that's what we get to do each and every week. We get to listen to their stories, and we get to love on them and show them that the people of Sioux Falls care about who they are. So my first story is about a woman named Ruth. I just had the joy of seeing her just a few days ago. She is a woman in her early 80s. I think she's about 81 at this point. She's a tiny little woman, and she's really full of spunk. In fact, last year, my wife helped out at a distribution, and Ruth found out that she was my wife. And the entire time she's going through the Augustana distribution line, she's berating me, basically telling me I need to love my wife, I need to cherish my wife, I need to take care of my wife. These are all things I believe in. I just want to make sure that's evident. But that's just the kind of person she is. Well, last year she started to have some issues. And so I started to talk to her and I started to get to know her. And it turns out that she was really having to go to the doctor. She was having to do medical appointments on a very regular basis. And it just wasn't going well for her. And so this happened for a few months. And then comes a distribution. I believe it was in August. It was at St. John's. And she's sitting in the chapel. Some of you have served there, so they wait in the chapel. She's sitting in the chapel. And I see her, and you can just tell something's different about her. She has this crazy glow about her. There's like this aura happening around her. So I go and I sit down beside her, and I say, Ruth, you know, what's happening? And she looks at me, and she says, you know what? I just went to the doctor today, and my levels are getting better. They've taken me off a couple of pills, and if this keeps up, I can get off a few more pills. And she was just really excited. And then she kind of paused, and she said, and you know what? I gained 1 pound. 1 pound. And she was so, so excited. I felt so blessed in that moment to be able to share in this. And I was able to realize just how important relationships were and how important Food to You was, not because of the food distribution itself, but because of the opportunity to be in her life. Again, she continues to come to Food to You, and so I continue to get to be blessed and be able to say hi. It's because of Spirit of Joy and the partner churches that I get to continue to do this. The second story is a little more recent. It's about a young lady named Beth. We were at our Augustana distribution. We're in the midst of it. It's rolling along. And then one of my regular volunteers comes up and says, Nick, you got to talk to this young lady. So I said, okay. So I go upstairs. I introduce myself. She introduces herself. The volunteer kind of says, hey, Beth, why don't you tell Nick what's going on? She proceeds to tell me that just in the last week, her and her family had been evicted from her apartment. She mentioned that, you know what, the bills piled up. They weren't able to make the rent for a while, and they kind of knew it was coming, and it had landed on that week. They had found shelter in one of the hotels out on Russell and I-29, so a little ways up. And she proceeded to tell me that in order for her to get to Augustana, she had to walk roughly a half mile to the bus stop, hop on the bus, come to Augustana, She was going to get her food, hop back on the bus, and then walk back the half mile to the hotel with all the food that we were going to weigh her down with. And as she's telling me this story, and it's kind of breaking my heart, a weird thing was happening. She had this huge smile on her face. And when she gets done, she kind of pauses. And she looks at me and she basically says, "Thank you for what you're doing tonight." She said that her family hadn't had any food the entire day, and this was going to give them an opportunity to eat some. And I didn't know what to say, so I just simply said, "You're welcome." But now that I'm able to recall that moment, and being a few days just before Thanksgiving, it really changed my perspective in the simple idea that we can thank God for the blessings that He has shown us. And certainly we can pray that He will show those same blessings to the people like Beth and Ruth, and show them a little joy and peace. And I was so thankful again to have the opportunity, because of Food to You, to just share in her life and listen to her story. So those are just really two of the hundreds of stories that I've heard. This gift today is going to go a long, long way in helping Food to You. It's going to give us purchasing power. It's going to help us with the overhead expenses. It'll help us, you know, kind of protect ourselves if any unforeseen issues happen. So again, on behalf of myself, on behalf of the board, on behalf of Ruth and of Beth, thank you all so, so much. God bless.